Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. Discussions about what will happen to the markets because of the fall presidential elections can run the gamut from all-out Armageddon to having no effect at all. Personally, I think the nation will again be torn asunder if it turns out Trump takes on Biden. What that does to the markets, surprisingly, may be anticlimactic. I say that because markets sometimes are affected by things we think should have little effect, while other earth-shaking events have no effect. In my opinion, as it is said, markets always look about a half a year or so as to what is coming. What happens to the markets will likely happen before the November voting date. Polls will certainly forecast who is in the lead and likely to win. But if the previous Trump election is any indication, a close race will bring up memory of the Trump surprise, and it may indeed come down to the wire. A Trump win may be positive for the markets, if history is any indication. His last victory started the market out on a historic three-year run with an approximately 37% increase. A Biden election might also run the markets, however, giving a sense of stability to the nation instead of the turbulence a Trump presidency might bring. Indeed, I wouldn't bet either way, as most time it seems Mr. Market has a mind of its own. There are so many variables between now and November that forecasting what will happen no matter who wins is a crapshoot at best. The election year cycle is a theory and a study of market direction based on what year in an election cycle the market is currently in. This means how the market reacts every year and every fourth year when the election is held. Since this year is an election year, it's the fourth year of the cycle. Going back over 50 years, about an 8% annual average increase marks the fourth year cycle. The third year, however, beats the fourth year for the best years in the market. They go up a little bit more in the third year than in the fourth year. Regardless of whether a Republican or a Democrat gets elected, no one, including myself, can predict with certainty what will happen. Markets are like that, but history does have its say. Based on an annual average stock market return, a Democratic president, on average, yields about 1.5% better market performance than a GOP president. Governmental power is, of course, not solely concentrated with the president, however. When the Senate is run by Democrats, the market yields an average 6.3%, while a Republican Senate returns an average of about 11.3%. The same holds true for a Republican-held House, which yields a little bit over 10%, while a 7% annual increase happens when it is held by Democrats. And most interestingly enough, the market does best when there is a split Congress. It is assumed the resulting gridlock from a split in Congress is the best scenario, at least for the markets. One could draw the conclusion from that odd statistic that the market likes less rather than more when it comes to new regulation. In conclusion, as we get closer to the fall election, I can only say, here we go again, and pray we are a bit gentler on each other this time around. That does it for today's Money Matters. The views expressed are my opinions only and should not be construed or acted upon as investment advice, and is not the opinion, or may not be, of this media outlet, its staff members or underwriters, nor any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. I hold a BA in economics, 1979, with honors, and California insurance license OL34249. My name is Mark Cuniberti. Thanks for listening.